Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, so it's the start of a new week and start of a new topic. We're continuing our series right now called Jesus Is, where we're learning about Jesus through different stories in the New Testament about him. This week, we're talking about how Jesus is helpful. Jesus helps when we need him most. Now, our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a weekly rhythm to keep us all in sync, even though we're not together in person. So every Monday we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Friday is a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is a day for rest. And then Sunday is a day for community, and especially Christian community. We've got a brand new Christian community that meets in Ajax every second Sunday. It's called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We call it that because it's a place where people of all ages worship and learn together in one room. We hope you'll come check us out. You can find out more about our unique community at redeemerajax.ca. Well, 3 years ago, my family moved and we had no need anymore for this little white microwave cart from IKEA. And I decided 3 years ago that I was gonna make it into a play kitchen with a play workbench on the other side. It was a great plan. Good use of some stuff we already had around. So I made all the measurements, drew out a detailed plan with all the measurements involved, bought the supplies I would need, did a bunch of cuts, cut some cupboard doors in half and things to make a microwave and an oven and a fridge. And it was a great, great, great plan. My wife went and bought some of the play food that was gonna go in it. And now 3 years later, it's still just lying in pieces on the basement floor. I've done some of the work, I've done some of the cuts, I've you know, finished the edges, but I still haven't even got all the things I need and still don't even have a plan for how it's gonna happen. So finally, just last week, my wife convinced me to take advantage of a deal online that we saw for a play kitchen. Comes with all the stuff, it's all together, purpose built. And I finally gave in and let her push me into it and said, fine, we'll order a play kitchen. She finally convinced me to just swallow my pride and admit that I was never gonna get this project done. And you know what? Came in the mail, it's actually pretty good and it didn't take that long to put together. So they finally got what we were planning to give them 3 years ago. Now, have you ever been pushed into something? It doesn't have to be something bad. It could be a good thing, like the story I just told you. Maybe you were humming and hawing about whether to bid on something at an auction and a friend coughed right next to you so the auctioneer would look at you and see you raise your hand. Maybe you were thinking about putting your hand up and asking a difficult question at a meeting. And we're just on the verge of chickening out when a colleague of yours finally elbowed you and convinced you to actually ask the question. Or maybe you've been standing on the sidelines at a wedding when somebody pulled you onto the dance floor to actually have a good time. Well, a similar story happened with Jesus, where he was on the sidelines of a wedding and his mother asked him to step in and help the supposedly happy couple out of what was about to become a very embarrassing situation. We're going to explore that story tomorrow, but in the meantime, I want you to share a story with some people you know. Some people at work, from the commute, somebody from home, just somebody in your life. Share with them a story about a time where you had a similar experience. When have you been pushed into something? Why were you reluctant? And what motivated you to finally do it? Have a great time. I'll see you tomorrow.